today in portions of northern Wyoming. Windy periods for tomorrow with increased fire risk. And by Tuesday into Wednesday, we're talking areas of snow. I'm Ed McIntosh with a regional look at what's happening with your weather across Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas. Just like that, we go from near record high temperatures in several places yesterday to rain showers today with some thunderstorm activity, especially favoring areas of southwest and eastern Montana plus northern Wyoming. Not expecting strong to severe storms, but some pockets of heavy rain and gusty winds around some of these storms are certainly possible. Windy tomorrow, especially in eastern Montana into the Dakotas, increasing our fire risk. And then as a cold front starts to move across the region, pushing down some chillier air from Canada, we'll see snow develop, especially along the Continental Divide and through areas of southwest and southern Montana and northern Wyoming. More weather up next.
Plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale Friday, April 19th at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana, concentrating on the basics, quiet disposition, and stressing maternal instincts. Yearling bull genetics from Musgrave, U2 Coalition, Sterling Confidence, Justified, and many more. Many bulls suitable for heifers. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. Lunch at noon and sale begins at 1 p.m. April 19th. View the catalog online at DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an agri-liquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential. Maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an agri-liquid dealer at agri-liquid.com.
Cooler today west of the divide with a bit more clouds. Mostly cloudy with the highs mainly into the 50s to mid-60s. Slight chance of rain showers. North central Montana from Canada southward to Great Falls, Lewistown, a chance of rain showers. Don't rule out a rumble of thunder. Highs mainly in the 60s, 50s closer to the mountains. From Helena to Dillon and southwest Montana for the rest of the day, a chance of rain or even some snow showers, especially closer to the mountains. Isolated thunderstorms, a bit breezy at times, 40s close to the mountains, 50s to mid-60s in the lower elevations. Northeastern Montana into North Dakota, partly to mostly cloudy, 60s to low 70s for the highs, a noticeable drop from yesterday. And for southern Montana and northern Wyoming into South Dakota, a chance of rain showers, slight risk of thunderstorms. We'll look for temperatures to be in the 60s to lower 70s. Overall, we'll see a continued shift in the weather for tomorrow with winds across the eastern plains, rain and snow in through the middle of the week.